The Holy Grail Body Transformation System. Introduction. Gain muscle and lose fat at the same time? Have I gone mad? Have I sold out and joined the weight loss and muscle building opportunists who make wild claims to sell diet and training courses? Aren't I the guy who always said it's impossible to gain muscle and lose fat at the same time? Don't worry, I haven't gone crazy, I haven't sold out, and you won't hear any claims from me that can't be backed up with science. Let me start off by making one thing very clear. Gaining muscle and losing fat at the same time is possible, and I've said that for years. Let me quote myself from my book, Burn the Fat, Feed the Muscle, which was first published in 2002. It's common to see a large decrease in body fat with a small increase in lean body mass. It's also common to see a large increase in lean body mass with a small decrease in body fat. However, I tempered that statement by continuing in the book as follows. One thing you will rarely see is a large increase in lean body mass and a large decrease in body fat. You see, the nutritional methods necessary for gaining muscle and burning fat are mostly antagonistic to one another, which makes doing both simultaneously a difficult proposition. Fortunately, difficult doesn't mean impossible. Confused? Let me clarify further. It may indeed be virtually impossible to gain muscle and lose fat at the same time if you define the same time as right now, as in this very moment you're reading this, or as a continuous process, as in gaining muscle and losing fat simultaneously 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That temporal distinction is more important than it may appear. In fact, this entire Holy Grail transformation program is largely based on two maxims. Timing is everything, and for everything, there is a season. Gaining a lot of muscle and losing a lot of fat at the same time is also most likely to occur only under certain optimal conditions. That might pique your interest and make you wonder what those mysterious conditions are. If you could duplicate and control them, couldn't you put the odds of achieving concurrent muscle gain and fat loss in your favor? Bingo, that's exactly why I created this program. The somewhat depressing problem is that many of these conditions, notably your genetics and the way your body is biologically hardwired, are not under your control. Nevertheless, regardless of your age, experience, or genetics, there are some factors that you can influence, so rather than fret about your genetics, it's best to focus on the things you can change. Why I created this program. Because of these challenges, and because muscle gain and fat loss are antagonistic goals, I've always suggested that your best bet is to focus single-mindedly on one goal at a time, either gaining muscle or burning fat. I still believe this today. But if that's true, then why bother writing about how to gain muscle and lose fat at the same time? There are three reasons. The first is because wild claims of muscle gain with fat loss are running rampant in bodybuilding, fitness, and weight loss product ads today, and they're not going anywhere anytime soon. This has created a lot of totally unrealistic expectations in many trainees, and unrealistic goals lead to eventual frustration. Even with the Federal Trade Commission clamping down recently, some well-heeled companies are making illegal claims anyways and waiting for the slap on the wrist. They say, oops, sorry, pay a fine, and start all over again with a new product. Because many of the claims for muscle-building, fat-burning programs and supplements are based on the best-case scenario results or even complete fabrications, it pays to be skeptical of advertising claims. That's why there's a real need for a science-based guide on the subject to put muscle gain and fat loss claims into their proper perspective. That's also why I make no specific claims about the results you'll get. I'll cite the scientific sources for any numbers when sources are available. And any case studies I mention are anecdotal and are no indication you'll get the same results. Although the results may not be typical and self-reported body composition results are subject to a pretty large margin of error, I do pledge that all case studies and testimonials I mention are real and verifiable. The second reason I created this program is because gaining muscle while losing fat is the most desirable goal for all bodybuilders and physique athletes, and for many people interested in body composition improvements in general. It's like a best case scenario, the ultimate prize, or as I call it, the holy grail of body transformation. And the interest in pursuing this grail is never going to wane. Therefore, I thought it was worth writing a short manual on the subject to satisfy the insatiable thirst for knowledge on how to achieve this highly coveted goal, however difficult it may be. Third, my own beliefs on the subject, while they haven't changed fundamentally, they have expanded somewhat. After nearly a decade of seeing the results produced by the diligent application of certain nutrition, training, and lifestyle techniques by highly motivated individuals, I've seen enough proof. I've seen the results with my own eyes too many times to deny that it's possible to gain muscle and lose fat during one training and nutrition cycle. With advances made in the last decade in our understanding of nutrient timing, cyclical dieting, and lifestyle strategies, drug-free muscle gains with fat loss have become a more frequent occurrence among highly dedicated, hardworking trainees. One of the most impressive transformations we saw recently came from 44-year-old Ben Brown. He was a competitor in our summer body transformation contest. And Ben started at 153 pounds, and he finished the 98-day challenge at 154.8 pounds. Now, if you only focused on scale weight, that wouldn't seem so impressive. It might look like he only gained 1.8 pounds of muscle. But the body composition testing and also the before and after photos told a different story. His starting body fat was 19.3%, and his ending body fat percentage was 10.5%. That's 8.8% body fat loss in 14 weeks, which is exceptional by itself. But after crunching the numbers, you can see that this translates to a 13.2-pound loss in body fat and a 15-pound gain in lean body mass. Now, that result, it was not typical, but it's definitely encouraging, as he set out to use this holy grail techniques to gain muscle and lose fat at the same time intentionally, and he succeeded in spades. In other cases, body composition transformation happens accidentally. Josh Ketter, who is the men's winner of our first annual holiday body transformation contest, is a perfect example. In 7 weeks, Josh gained 7 pounds of lean body mass and he lost 8 pounds of body fat, and his body weight only dropped by a pound. Now the catch is, Josh's goal was to lose body fat. He wasn't trying to gain muscle. His results just turned out that way. And these results are quite remarkable too, and not necessarily typical. Large gains in muscle with large or equal losses in body fat where you stay about the same weight are usually the exception. But the good news is, it's common for people following these holy grail techniques to lose large amounts of body fat with a modest gain in muscle. For example, our most recent body transformation contest, 42-year-old Jay Lemon, he lost 32.4 pounds of fat while gaining 5.4 pounds of lean body mass, and that was in 98 days or 14 weeks. And he intentionally set out, his goal was to lose 25 pounds of fat and gain as much muscle as possible. He definitely exceeded his goal. 34-year-old Eric Aperna dropped 15 pounds of body weight while gaining 6 pounds of lean body mass. Remarkably, this was after she had already achieved the previous 100-pound weight loss. The best part of all, she said, was that I have even added visible muscle to my frame in the process. Unbelievable, yes, but it's true. Ryan Wilson, he also competed in our summer body transformation challenge. He lost 28.2 pounds in 98 days. All of it was fat, while gaining 3.2 pounds of very visible muscle in the process. Ryan said that he already understood nutrition, but the Holy Grail completely revamped his thinking. 36-year-old mom of three, Anna Goldenberg, she made a pretty impressive 98-day transformation as well, cutting 16.1 pounds of total body weight while adding 4 pounds of lean muscle. Her waist shrunk by 6.6 inches. And she said, the most important thing I learned is what needs to be done to reduce body fat and gain muscle at the same time. These are the types of results I can confidently say are attainable for most people using the techniques in this program. Whether you'll achieve more remarkable gains of muscle while you simultaneously burn fat, I can't say. That depends on a lot of different factors, which you'll find out shortly. But certainly the fact that so many other people have already achieved the holy grail of fitness goals, that should be encouraging. The photos of these and many other success stories can be seen on our Holy Grail website at holygrailbodytransformation.com. What can we learn from the success of other people? Well, for starters, you can get inspired and motivated. On a more practical level, by studying both the deliberate and even the accidental successes, and by tracing the effects back to their causes, I've discovered that there are some commonalities in the methods used by every person who's achieved the Holy Grail. This has allowed me to fine-tune this body transformation process to the point where it is today. And this is the best part. The Holy Grail system has always been based on solid science. Now it's also thoroughly real-world tested. This program is divided into 5 parts. Part 1 discusses the theory and the science. This section should not be skipped. It's very important to understand the physiological process by which you gain muscle and lose fat, because the nutrition program design is based entirely on manipulating these mechanisms. Part 2 gives you the specific techniques to make this happen: an eating program based on nutrient timing and nutritional periodization. This cyclical nutrition plan is the core of the Holy Grail transformation system. Part 3 covers general weight training and cardio guidelines. Part 4 discusses the lifestyle factors, focusing on the big 3, which could sabotage an otherwise nearly perfect nutrition and training plan. Part 5 contains the newest addition to the program, questions and answers. This new section was made possible by the first wave of Holy Grail transformation students who sent me hundreds of emails as they pursued their quest for the Grail. By compiling all these frequently asked questions, this has created an immensely helpful new chapter to this edition of the program. The program also includes sample meal plans, calorie calculators, the food database, and there's also a bonus section with my complete TNB workout program. And I've included some selected references from the peer-reviewed journals in the ebook for readers who are scientifically inclined. Should you decide to pursue the Holy Grail, you're about to embark on a challenging journey. The beauty of traveling on a difficult path is that when the destination is reached and the goal is captured, the achievement is all the more rewarding.